Welcome back, and perhaps very appropriate on the heels of our interview with Judith Helfand and Daniel Gold, the co-directors and producers of the movie just being debuted next week at Sundance. Everything's Cool, all about global warming, a toxic comedy, they're calling it. Comes word that 2007 could go down in the record books in terms of being, another extreme weather year. We're going to find out more about that from Mark Chandler. He's a researcher at the renowned Columbia University Center for Climate Systems Research. And we want to hear more about this report, which we don't usually get predictions on climate, at least at the beginning of the year. But then again, these are not normal times. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
So the prediction was that 2007 could well be the hottest year ever recorded. What is that based on?
Well, it's obviously based on the continuing increase of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. Levels should go above 380 parts per million CO2 this year, which is an interesting number because it's sort of the level that things were estimated to be at around 3 million years ago, which was the last time global warming was at the level that we're seeing now.
And didn't we just have a very either warmer than usual December or maybe the hottest on record? I saw that going across my CNN screen, and I just caught part of that.
Those reports for specific locations, such mm-hmm. as for Britain and certainly for regions in the U.S. I don't know that I've seen any global reports on it yet. It takes a while to actually pull together all the statistics for all the weather stations and satellite observations, et cetera, that they use to estimate the full global warming.
Uh-huh.
Generally, predictions are made for the full year around November. So, in other words, not a forecast, but actually a postcast saying that about November is when we know whether or not, no matter what happens in December, whether the year is going to be, the warmest on record or not.
Uh-huh.
So this kind of a forecast, so far in advance, it's obviously based on the increases in CO2 and other greenhouse gases that we're continuing to see. But the reason that they're feeling, I don't know, maybe a little confident in,
a little bullish
in themselves is because of the El Nino that is now occurring in the Pacific.
Yes, and let's talk about that El Nino effect and its relation and overlap or not to global warming, how those two intersect.
Well, I assume that your listeners, probably most of them, have heard of El Ninos before.
Yes.
And the warming of the sea surface temperatures in the tropical Pacific, which are the signature of an El Nino event, no matter whether we had a global warming trend going on or not, an El Nino always causes the planet to warm by an average of a half degree to a degree Celsius. And so we know El Ninos are warm years. And then you throw an El Nino on top of the global warming trend that we're now experiencing, and that's what's giving people some confidence to say that this is going to be the warmest year on record coming up.
On the
other hand, I have to say that we've been in the current El Nino right now in the end of 2006, and this El Nino is predicted to start waning later this spring. So how that's going to affect all of 2007 and what happens in late 2007, I don't think anybody really knows.
And speaking of spring, just last week there were reports of cherry blossoms coming out in January, and ski resorts on the East Coast really looking for the snow.
I believe that. I'm speaking to you from Madison, Wisconsin right now, and it was 50 degrees today, and I was running around without a coat on, so that's not something that happens too often in Wisconsin this time of year.
So do you agree with the British climate scientist who made this prediction? Does it seem like it could very well be the hottest record year?
Yeah, I believe that this came from Jones, and that institute as well as ours are the two institutes that do the primary forecasting, or postcasting, I should say, as to whether or not the years are the warmest. So it's coming from a reputable source.
So what's the appropriate response? Should we be concerned? Should we look at our own CO2 emission output, each of us?
Yeah, I think that, everybody has to look at their own sort of fingerprint on the planet these days. And, as an example, I went out to buy a minivan with my family last year and was chagrined to find that the best minivan out there gets 25 miles per gallon.
Mm-hmm. And we need a hybrid minivan.
You'll find out with the new EPA estimates are not as good as we thought.
Right. Well, we say
I mean, we obviously. I'm just saying that we need we need large-scale government regulation to alter major industry actions that are occurring.
We need to inform people first, and that's what we say here. You need to connect the dots so we can all make choices that will bring greener products, programs, policies, and cars to America.
Yep.
Thank
yep.
you so much, Mark Chandler.
We
appreciate your joining us. We're out of time, I'm afraid,
yep.
but we'll check back with you as the year unfolds and see if this prediction comes true. Let's hope it doesn't. I'm speaking with Mark Chandler. He's a researcher at the Columbia University Center for Climate Systems Research. When we come back, the Natural World Museum and a burgeoning international green art scene.